Hi, welcome to Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture from Southwest Michigan. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Kalamazoo's eclectic musical group, Sasquatch and Bridge Band, is coming out with a new album called Apogee. They'll have a release show tomorrow night at Bill's Brewery. Saxophone player Jared Sellner, nicknamed Sasquatch for his height and bushy beard, officially started the band with his brothers in 2011.
My brothers and I are really like Jimi Hendrix, probably the biggest influence that all three of us share directly. Pink Floyd, lots of stuff like that. I think that's the stuff we all really like, is a lot of classic rock, like some of the bluesier stuff and some progressive stuff too, like Yes.
But Sellner also had a soft spot for jazz. So instead of picking up your standard rock instrument, he was drawn to the saxophone. The band is a mix of all of these influences, but in a way you might not have heard before. It's all within a jazz structure. Sellner says it works like this. He makes up a melody and accompanying harmonies, and then the rest of the band improvises around them, going back to the melody every once in a while.
More or less, I just want to come up with a chord structure and then let everybody else do what they will with it, because it's always gonna work better.
He just, you know, throws it out there and plays it for us, and then we all kind of take it and digest it in our own way.
That's drummer Will Benoit.
And then it's my responsibility as a drummer to come up with a drum beat for it, and so it's going to have my own personal influences, which is more rock-leaning, more funk-leaning, kind of hip-hop leaning as well. We approach it as if it's like a jazz tune, and then it just takes on this whole new life because of our own personal influences coming from different areas.
The new album, Apogee, marks the end of an era. Though the band has had multiple drummers over the years, and even had a horn section once, the one constant was the Sellner brothers, Jared, Jacob, and Jarob. But with Jacob going to medical school, and Jarob attending to another musical project, they decided to part ways with the Bridge Band last year. Sellner says he's enjoyed his time with them.
Not because they were my brothers. They also are both really good. Jacob is a bassist and Jared's a guitar player. They're both really, really good musicians and some of my favorite guys on those instruments.
Apogee was recorded with the original lineup, but now the band has two new members who bring their own style to the group. Guitarist Andrew Saliba plays in the local electronic, jazz, and hip-hop band Lush, and Matthew Milo also plays bass for Kalamazoo bands Cold Mountain Child and Less Is More. Benoit says, where Jacob was more improvisational, Milo has become a kind of glue for the band.
He pays a lot of attention to the rhythm section and being the rhythm section and really syncing up with me on drums. When Matt joined, it just really felt like I was actually being like amplified on the drums, because he was really playing with me what I'm doing on my drum parts, and then I was in turn able to play along with him as well and just really lock in as the rhythm section backbone for the group. So
he smooths everything out mm-hmm. in a big way.
Sellner says the new album, only their second ever produced, also shows how the band members have grown. On their first recording, called Territories, Benoit played drum parts that the band's previous drummer had written. This time, he says, the drums are all his own.
When we moved on to Apogee, it was tunes that I was involved with the actual writing process, so it just felt a little more organic. And also, my drumming had, I think, improved over time, as it should hopefully for any musician.
Sellner, who envisioned the band as largely instrumental, also branched out and started writing lyrics.
Because words are important. and they matter and they have meanings. And I like to write words. I write a lot of poems and just applying. And actually, I've written songs for other bands as well. I guess the big challenge for me was taking the music that I write for this band and trying to fit vocal melodies over the top. It's interesting. It's different than making words that make sense and also fit thematically with the music.
I came downstream to be clean. Settle in this river to ride. I thought a wash would save me. I'll settle in this river to ride.
Benoit says they also approach the recording process differently than in Territories.
We all got in the live room together and basically recorded live, all in the same room. Whereas this time around, we were set up at what's the name of the
Sunspot
place? Sunspot Record Studios, and we really isolated our instruments for that one. So we had the drums in its own ISO booth, and we had the guitar amps in their own space, so that we could really just go for a bit cleaner of an approach on the recording process this time. And I mean, I like both albums how they sound. It's just different.
Selner says the band is already planning its next release. For that one, they want to do another live album, but in a bigger way. Selner says he was inspired by guitarist Andrew Saliba's other band, Lush, which recorded their album Insight Unsought in front of a live audience. Selner says they had things like digital visualizations of the music.
Videos that played on a projector while they had two painters live paint during the sets, while they had a full horn section and a couple strings as well accompany their five piece and wrote all original compositions that Andrew had penned. And so it was this big thing. And then they videotaped that. The video recorded that.
Though Sasquatch and Bridge Band is excited about the future, tomorrow's release is a bit bittersweet. Selner says the title of the album, Apogee, has a double meaning for him. It's the name of a video game company he and his brother liked when they were kids, but the word itself means the highest point in the development of something.
So to me it was, okay, this is the last time I'll be able to maybe ever record with both of my brothers on a record. It's like, I'm super lucky that I have gotten to spend 6 years playing with them, even luckier that I got to record two records with my brothers. But the reality is, as we all move in different directions, this might never happen again. So to me, this is definitely the apogee for that group.
I considered returning to natural satellites, but they fly too fast for me. I think I'd rather settle down on Lake Superior over the sea of tranquility.
You can see Sasquatch and Bridge Band tomorrow night at 9 at Bell's Brewery in Kalamazoo. Its new album, Apogee, is available online as well as on cassette tape. We'll have links to that, as well as a longer interview with Selner and Benoit on our website.
So I'm looking around.
That's all for Arts and More today. I'm Rebecca Thiel. You can hear Arts and More on Fridays on WMUK, and check us out online at WMUK.org. Thanks for listening.